All right, we're joined now with Jackson County head coach Sean Loftus. Coach, how's it going this week?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
We're doing fine. Thank you again for hopping on with us all the time and just giving us a chance to talk a little bit about Jackson County football. And your team there took the first loss of the season after starting 2-0 to Westmoreland Friday night, 34-12, and that wing tee offense, I'm assuming, gave y'all a little bit of problems there defensively.
It did. You know, it was one of those nights to where we, you know, it actually we started well when we got a three and out and took the we took our opening drive about 65, 70 yards and scored and got up 6-0. And then I don't know, we just, you know, from that point on, you know, we never could get off the field on third down, it seemed like. You know, we had them a couple of times, third and 10 and, you know, third and eights and stuff. But for some reason, we just could not make the play in order to get off the field in the time that we needed to make the play. And, you know, but you got to give, you know, Westmoreland credit. They hung in there. Their kids kept battling and fighting. And then in the second half, or second quarter, excuse me, was brutal for us. They scored there right before the half, and that kind of was the one that put them up, I guess, two touchdowns right before the half. And then it just seems like our kids never did respond back. And we got to do a better job of offensively, we didn't do the things that we had done there in the first quarter. And we did some. We had some silly, unorthodox penalties on ourselves, and you know that was part of the reason why we couldn't put the ball in the end zone there in the third quarter, was because of, you know, we basically hurt ourselves more than Westmoreland stopping us.
Well, Coach, you're sitting there talking about third downs and third and fourth down. When you play those wing tee teams, they wind up in third and three and less a whole lot, and they wind up going for it a lot and getting them. But when you get those wing tee teams and third and six, seven, eight, you really expect to get off the field, and that's got to be frustrating as a coach there not to be able to get that done.
Oh, you're correct. I mean, because that's the type of game that we want it to be. We want to put them in. We need to win on first and second down in order to put them in, you know, third and medium, third and long situations. And whenever you get those situations, I mean, you got to get off the field and get the ball back to your offense. And we just, I don't know, after the first quarter, it seemed like we just never could. And, you know, that goes, you know, we had to go back and look and reevaluate, and which, you know, if it's, you know, and I told the kids after the game, it's not, you know, it's how you take this loss. Are you going to take this loss and learn from it, or are we going to sit there and we're going to dwell on it for the remainder of the year? Because, you know, we still got a lot of our goals are still intact. You know, we can still make the playoffs. We can still have a winning record and that type of thing. It's just, you know, we've got to move on from this and learn from it. That's the biggest thing, is we've got to learn from this loss and stuff, and not let it dwell around for a couple of weeks.
Coach, speaking of moving on and going forward, you play Red Bull and Springs this Friday night, and I don't want to sound overly critical, but they're 0-3 and they've given up 40 plus in every game. So is this a game that you're trying to move on and get that bad taste out of your mouth, but you've also got to keep your kids focused on taking this game serious?
Right. I mean, you're exactly right. And I think, you know, Red Bull is the next game, so and we're treating it as such. And it's one of those things to where, you know, we just got to go out and continue to try to execute at a high level and make those plays this week on both sides of the ball. And then hopefully, you know, if everything falls the way we think it should, I mean, hopefully we get some of these younger kids who have been practicing all year and, you know, a chance to play. But the older guys have got to take care of their job and in order for this to happen. And so, you know, we're not, definitely not overlooking Red Bull and Springs by no means. So, you know, we just got to go out and we got to execute and play well on in all three phases. That's, and because that's still your, you know, you're still out, you know, here it is going into week four. And, you know, so typically in a regular year, this would be the opener because you would have 3 weeks of scrimmages and then you would have your opening game. And so I know in the years past, we're still making mistakes, you know, in week one. So we got to continue to just get better, you know, both blocking, tackling, lining up, you know, that type of thing. I mean, so it's, you know, it's still, you know, trying to basically not beat ourselves and make, you know, if we get beat, it's because a good team beat us. It's not that because we beat ourselves.
Coach Loftus, thanks for jumping on with us today. We appreciate it and look forward to seeing how your game goes this Friday against Red Bull.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much, Justin.